You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Yo, what up, guys? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for The Beat. We're gonna do our little dance break at the beginning. I'm joined in studio by my co-host, Miss Queen. We're also joined by singer, songwriter, producer, dancer, Keithian.
Yeah.
What's goody?
Yeah, I'm just having a good day already, you know?
Hey. We're going to give you some good vibes, some good music to dance to.
Yeah.
But we have some topics that we have to talk about before we get into your music.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Azalea Banks. You heard what this girl been running the streets talking about this week?
Oh, my God.
You tell me.
All right. So Azalea Banks came out with a statement where she is so sick and tired of mofos, the white community. That's what I mean by mofos. So she said, you know, it's funny. For a couple years, we'll say we're going to fuck with blue-eyed soul. And here's Duffy. Here's Adele, who are great. But now you got 1,000 white girls singing blue-eyed soul. It's so regurgitated and corny. It's like, really, dude? We're gonna pop off the white girl rapper. So here's Gwen Stefani, Fergie, and then it'll get worse and worse and worse, and you're just like, what the fuck is this? The whole trend of white girls pretending to be black, it's just so corny to me. It's more than it is offensive. Trust me, I'm not offended. All the things I'm trying to run away from in my black American experience are all the things that they're celebrating.
Yeah.
So if they fucking want them, they can have them.
Yeah, she was also saying how a lot of people, the blue eyes soul thing, people are only doing it now because they see that it makes money. So as opposed to them being genuinely soulful and this being a part of who they are, they just joining in because they're like, well, shit, blue eyes soul is definitely making it right now. Look at all these people. Let's get this money.
I mean, to me, there's low. How do you feel about
well,
this?
Well, the thing about it is I just feel like if it's one of those things that she feels, then obviously she's inspiring her culture has inspired something good.
Right.
So I just take it from that end, and I just feel like, you know, we should just continue to celebrate. Maybe, you know, join instead of, like, pointing a finger.
That's how I feel, because I'm just like, at this point, it's like, girl, like, why are you focused on this community? Because if we look at hip-hop in general, I mean, these people, I mean, you got Migos coming out, Future comes out, everybody sounds the same in
exactly
black hip-hop. So what's the, to me, what's the difference? Like, you're bringing up Adele, she's clearly talented. And has
proven
that.
And she was saying that Adele and the other person that she named is like, they're dope. But she's like, I guess those are the people who opened the door. But come on, we had Josh Stone who used to do it. Like, my thing is just let people do what they do. If they realize they got soul and they can sing, you know, let them do it.
That's
like,
true.
Focus on your career, because you ain't even over here yet that deep. So calm down.
And she's very talented, though.
She's extremely talented, but she needs to work on her mannerisms. She's like Tiara Marie.
Oh, Lord.
A talent, but a firecracker. Nobody want to deal with that shit. Like, calm down. Do you. You're dope. Get over here mainstream before you start pointing fingers and throwing fits.
I mean, we live in a world of YouTube where everyone can be so easily accessible. And so I think that she's getting that confused with the fact of, you know, because there are people that I look up online and I just be looking at them like, they really have a fan base. But hey,
that's true.
People fuck with that, then they fuck with it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Girl, why are you mad? Because your album ain't selling as
right.
much. Like,
she's Azalea Banks. She needs to focus on Azalea Banks. Get your shit straight and get over here all the way. Because you... people respect you over in Europe. You still got a lot of shit to do over here, son. Because we ain't really... everybody ain't really feeling you like that over here. So
her album is really dope. I just
you can't take away that she's talented, but there's something hindering her from being huge in America. She's not huge in America.
Nope.
She's huge underground and overseas. So that's my point. Shut the fuck up and do what you need to do to be
she
better
needs
over
an American
here.
PR company.
Shit, nobody want to hear you. She just need to be happier.
There you go.
She
need to be happier about what she's doing.
Sorry, what's up?
He wants her to be happy.
I feel like she should be happy.
You feel she should be happy?
She should just be happy about what she.
I like your eyes.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh.
I can't. Queen, you're going to try and sleep with everyone? Come on, you're going
to try.
Man, you got your shirt open. She see pecs. She like,
oh god,
she's salivating. This bitch thinking Thanksgiving. All right, let's move on. Nicki Minaj has been in the news, which there's some big news coming up on her. But beyond that, she released a lyric video for the song "Only," and it's gotten a lot of hate. And let's take a clip as to why she used a little Nazi symbolism.
Yo, I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake. If I did, I'm a Minaj with him and let him eat my ass like a cupcake. My man fool, he just ate. I don't duck nobody but tape. Yeah, that was a setup for a punchline on duct tape. Worry about if my butt fake. Worry about y'all niggas are straight. These girls are my sons, John and Kate. Plus eight, when I walk in, sit up straight. I don't give a fuck if I was late. Dinner with my man on a G5 is my idea of an update.
So, obviously, the video is borrowed heavily from World War II. Nazi cinematographer Leni, I'm going to slay this name, Riefenstahl, who his videos were a huge part of the Nazi propaganda. So people have an issue with this because they feel Nicki Minaj, like, what are you trying to promote here? Clearly, Nicki Minaj had nothing to do with this video.
Right.
Right, yeah.
So they tried to come at her, and Nicki was like, I'm sorry if it offended people. I don't really understand. She's with this white guy, and she was like, this is my Jewish boyfriend. And so I don't know where that came from, but okay. That's like being like, no, I'm friends with a black person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, girl, just because you walk around with a Jew don't mean you can be posting shit like this. So the director, Jeff Osborne, released a statement, and he took full responsibility for it. He said, I was never trying to promote any Nazi propaganda. He said, but I was comparing the fact that hip-hop is one of the strongest cultures.
It is.
In the world.
It is.
Right.
And if you think about it from a further perspective, hip-hop is now being controlled by the mainstream media by, as he says, the man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, if we continue down this path, what's really the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Because when Nicki Minaj makes a statement, she's speaking to millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of almost like a backhand compliment, because I was like, does Nicki know that she was doing this? Because it low-key kind of shade Nicki Minaj. But how do you guys feel about this with art? Is there a point where you can't cross a line, or is there a point where, as an artist, you have to be respectful of certain things, or is it, it's art?
I feel like there is a point where you can cross the line, but you have to know where it's coming from. And when you're looking at people, like, I think most of the time people are too sensitive for art, because art really isn't supposed to be judged, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I don't really... She apologized, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is the one who wants to lead up the whole artistic thing, so I feel like we should listen to what he has to say and try to, you know...
And it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And that's what I saw when I first watched the video. I mean, I got the Nazi reference, but I looked at it exactly how he explained it.
Why are people always looking for something negative to say?
Right, that's what I feel.
Shut the fuck up. Why is everything... Why do people have something to say about everything? Oh, that's a Nazi reference. Okay, it's... Why? Because it's red, black, and white? Like, at the end of the day, like, just calm down. It just says Young Money. You don't see no swastikas or nothing on anything, like... Calm down, people.
Yeah.
You know, I think the access to online really fucked people's brains up. I really do agree
with that. I was just thinking about Instagram today. I was like, I feel like Instagram and Facebook are the reasons that, like, relationships and love can really not, like,
not
we
last.
Could almost make love extinct because of this, because people are so used to, like, don't like, like, and you're so easily brainwashed to be like, oh, I don't like this person anymore, I like this picture, and I can aspire to be like this picture. And it's like, we create these things just off of media.
And it's women, the women, it's the women who's flicking that coochie all over the online. I'm sorry. It's hard for men to stay focused. First of all, men are, it's hard for men to stay focused in the first place. We're going off subject. I'm about to get off. All right. Let me leave it alone, because you know I'll just keep going. But bitches, stop flicking pussy, and then we could keep a man at the end of the day. Keep moving. Sorry.
Would you say that social media it has a big effect as to our culture, as far as the connection between us, music, love?
Yeah, it's I feel like we have too much input. There was a time when you couldn't really have everybody have something to say, and they could do it on their own time. Now it's just publicized. So mm-hmm. I think it's just kind of like, I feel like sometimes we almost take the attention off of the good stuff because everybody else saying bad stuff
mm-hmm.
is inciting our interest when it's not good interest, because it's just attention span.
Ruining everything.
Focus on positivity.
Exactly.
It's ruining
That's
everything.
That's what I'm trying to say all along.
All right. Let's move into some new music, though, and music videos. We have Richard King Plus One. I just stumbled across this guy. The video was dope.
Man.
So we had to promote him. Let's go. Richard King Plus One.
You saw this before?
Yeah, I just thought about it.
I'ma keep it simple, babe. Ain't tryna beat around the bush if I don't have to. Hopefully we on the same page. If you're thinking what I'm thinking, then I got you. Baby, let me entertain. I can put you in the middle of my showroom. So go ahead to the bed. Throw your legs in the air. And I love that you ain't show up here alone. You tell your sexy friend to tag along. I can never speak for you, but as for me, baby, I can always use the company. You ain't plus one.
Richard King Plus One. What y'all thinking about that?
I love it.
Me too.
It's a dope vibe.
I love it. Go ahead. You
have
it.
It feels good.
It feels good, and he's sexy. He knows how to work the camera. He knows how to do his facial expressions, and he shows mad confidence, yo.
That's all she worried about is his lips.
He's sexy. He a little dude though, but he's sexy. He too small for me. You feel me? But
bitch, I mean, the only person you would fuck with at this point is Flo Rida. I mean,
I don't like Flo Rida.
I'm kidding.
I'll fuck with motherfucking what's his name? Rick Ross. He's fat, but I don't like fat dudes. But he'll be the fat guy that I like.
I can't.
I'm sorry. No, but he's sexy. I think he's really good. The music is good. You guys definitely check it out. It's definitely a good song. You plus one. That's the problem online.
Next, the beat. One of our friends here, Miss Abrina. I'm really excited about her. She is about to release her newest EP. This is Fall Back 2, a video she just released for the promotion of it. It drops on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Abrina.
You got me right where you want me. You know I'm not going nowhere. Weekend, gotta get out my house, get out of my system, boy. My ex is on my mind, stay on my mind. It's good, good. Really got
got me tripping, boy. I gotta roll out tonight. I need my girls away. Yeah, I need a way.
He goes, really got me feeling it, don't go.
Abrina, Fallback Part 2. Make sure you guys check out Part 1 with Baby Bash. I just love Abrina's hustle. She just has grown so much as an artist. Queen, what are you looking over there like?
Ask the guest.
How you feeling?
I can't hear okay.
What do you mean
you
feeling about what? Abrina, she's amazing. I love it.
Her hustle, everything
feels
about
good,
her.
Like the whole colors and everything.
Who is that?
Abrina?
Yeah.
She's a upcoming artist.
I'm not feeling her. You know what she's giving me?
What's she giving you?
She's giving me Lumi D.
I knew you was gonna say this girl hates Lumi D.
She's giving me wanna sleep. She's mad corny, son. I just can't deal.
Well,
I think she's trying too hard. I don't think that she needs to, if she's gonna dance, she need people behind her because she's showing that you really don't know what the hell you're doing. I'm sorry. Am I being rude?
No, girl, you get being honest. Your honesty.
Her hair is mad bright. Like, you could tell, like, this was, like, real. My thing is, if you're gonna do a low budget video or whatever, like, get your glam squad together.
I liked it.
What?
I thought she was cute in the video.
When she put on that shirt and that shit said, nope, that's exactly what I was thinking, yeah.
Well, you know, no. The Luma D, you said Luma D, though, because that song.
Lumi D.
Yeah, but that one song, come on, and you be start, you know.
Yeah, that's, I be trying to promote Lumi, she can't.
I'm from Queens.
I love
Lumi D. We play that played for two summers in a row.
That's very true. That is very true.
I can't deal.
But every time I hear it, I should be like,
you can't help it. You dance to it because it's...
Feels good.
No, it doesn't. This shit is embedded
I love
in your
it.
Brain.
Well, yeah, but it feels good when it come on to me. I'd be like...
You West
yes.
Indian? You sound like you either Jamaican, Trinidadian, or Haitian.
No, I'm Cuban.
You're Cuban. Okay. You have an accent.
You have an accent.
I'm from Quint, yo. Don't be puffing your chest about me. I'll bite you.
Well,
you can bite me all you want, but still, you know.
So Cuban, but let's get a little more into
thank you.
Into Keithian. Keithian,
yes.
Singer, songwriter, producer. The people you have worked with is kind of actually really incredible. Jennifer Hudson, Rita Ora, Shakira, ooh. Usher, Tiger, Chris Brown, JoJo, R. Kelly, Nicki Minaj, Jessica Simpson, Timbaland, Will.i.am, Swiss Beats, The Underdogs. I love
wow.
The Underdogs, by the way. Mike.
Yeah, man.
Homie. This is crazy. So you started, you from New Orleans.
Yeah.
At like the age of 7, started touring?
Dude, it was a gospel choir. It was crazy. Gospel group.
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance to travel around, you know, down south of the Bible Belt.
Amen.
Singing. Got kicked out, though.
Why'd you get kicked out?
Because I was dancing.
Oh.
It's like, you dance too much. My mom's like, he's supposed to move his music. You know?
And so, with that... not working out.
It worked out.
But, well, it directed you into another direction.
Right, definitely,
For you, as an artist, how do you stay in your own lane, but also being able to work with all these other artists and not kind of, or do you take a little piece from working with artists to build yourself, or is it you, as a songwriter, producer, you have to know who you are going into working with an artist?
That's exactly what I look at it like. I know who I am, so I just go and be myself, and then I get influenced by everything, and the other artists I'm in with, you know, I'm influenced by them, so we just kind of collaborate and come up with something for however it's supposed to go, whether it's for me or for them. It's just, you gotta be yourself.
And one of the things I was reading is that a big change in your life was the passing of your grandmother.
Right, yeah.
And one thing I like to pull out of everybody here is, as an artist, as someone with a creative brain, for you, during that time, how did you keep pushing on, you know, without allowing those feelings to kind of take over and wreak havoc over your brain?
It was just, I guess I can use the word of inspiration more.
Yeah,
because it's kind of like, it makes me more creative, makes me feel more, be in my own space and not think about everything else. So it's just real good. It was not good, but it was I took it good.
You found the lesson.
Yeah,
out of
the lesson out of it, and it just pushes me further. I call it my guardian angel.
Mm.
That's my grandmother.
Hi, Grandma.
Yeah.
Now you have this single called Power.
Yes.
Tell us a little about where Power came from.
Oh man, power just came from me walking into the studio with my boys. We was gonna go in there and make like big pop records like we have in the past, you know. Came in there, guitar, sat down, guitar player, me and him going vibing back and forth, and we came up with the thing that all my friends were saying, or the thought of falling in love, mm-hmm. like and releasing all the power.
I want to be in love.
Well, you can be in love.
I want to
stand in love.
Well, you gotta release the power.
Let's release it when we play your song.
Let's release.
Let's do that then.
The power. All over.
Yes.
Let's release the power.
Here's Keithian.
Power.
Power.
Hear what you gotta say.
They still got my mic on. I'm a.
With you, your life is now my inspiration. Open my eyes to you and the possibilities.
I wanna let you know.
Keithian Power.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about this, other than the I love the artistic dope. You standing in front of the projector.
Right. Yeah.
That's so dope. I just love that. What that element brings to a video. But this song is so nostalgic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, you know what I mean? The past 4 or 5 years of music has kind of been sounding the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back and I just listen to... I'm obsessed with the 90s. And I just go back and listen. When I just need that soul. Feel. And it just gives you that. But with a new edge to it. Where do you draw your inspiration from?
From everything. I might be inspired by you just saying that. Later on, I'll go and make a song.
Hey.
Like nostalgia. No, for real. Yeah, just from everything. That came from a very good moment in time. So yeah, I was inspired like that.
Queen, what you think of the video?
I was asking her that already.
He was asking me like, tell me what you think. I mean, the video could be a little more. I don't know. I like the song. I was high.
High on the song?
No, I was high. I smoked some weed and I played it and I was like, okay.
Oh, you
I
was
like,
feeling it.
I
so
was
you
feeling
mellowed
it. Yeah, I mellowed out. It mellowed me out. It gives me like a 90s feel. I like. Can you do the hook for me? Don't lose the power. This is something you do. Like,
I want to let you know.
Yeah, no, not that.
I want to let you know.
Uh-huh. I want to hear the power.
I want to let you know everything that I feel. Mm-hmm. But I can't stand to lose the power.
Yeah, I like that part. I like that. I like your song. I will definitely listen to it again.
Let's keep on listening.
In the video, you have this like Venus flytrap in it. Was there anything that you put that in there for?
The representation of a vagina.
What? What?
Flytrap. When you get inside the pork, we lose the power.
Wow, my brain did not go anywhere near there, girl.
Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
The porcupine. Like when you
was
go
that what you pulled it from?
So I the inspiration. If that's what she got, I'm happy. I'm proud of that. That's beautiful.
I'm sorry.
I no, you. Hey, give me a hug.
Oh. Okay.
I can't. So you were assistant music director with Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Tell us what it was like working with Nicki.
It was inspiration, man. It's just crazy. All that stuff you were just talking about earlier, it's a great person. Taught me. I my friend, the one who hooked me up with this situation, and it's just learned a lot. Nothing bad to say.
How would you say, as far as, you know, because, I mean, you do everything, singer, songwriter, producer, I mean, music director. Do you have a favorite other than performing? Because I'm sure that that's what everything drives to. But is there an aspect of producing or songwriting that, you know, it takes you away from out of this world?
Just singing, like literally just like writing a song and going and recording it and then playing it for people like Queen, who's going to give me like her own interpretation of things. That's all. It's just a whole full process. Everything excites me.
And as far as what you want to talk about in your music, I mean, I'm assuming it's all going to become positive and smiles. But what's the message that you really want to speak to your fans about?
That everybody has their own thing. It's like, accept it. Have fun. Go through what you have to go through. It's because that's what I did. I just put out what I went through at the moment. And it's not always going to be just like happy and love and feeling good. Sometimes I'll be angry.
Did you feel, I'm sorry to interject, but did you feel like, was there a point in your life where you felt like you was in a relationship and you lost the power?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think he wrote the song?
And you were struggling like, this girl got too much control over me. I have to like, how do I get my power back? Did you
yeah,
have a moment?
Yeah, that's where all that came from.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
Well,
no,
right.
It's not poor thing.
I have an artistic.
I mean, I love it. I'm glad you created
it. I have an artistic question. So when you're in that type of a situation when it comes to love, because mm-hmm. love is a very powerful thing, right. And it can fuck with you.
Oh, you can be in love.
How do you give some advice to people watching at home, because you seem like you got your shit together. How do you take that struggle in your mind where it's just consuming, and how are you able to break through and put that into art and take that focus and put that focus into art without it letting you just pull you back? Because for me, that's one of my personal struggles, is that I focus so heavily on this, and it's hard for me to be in that creative zone, and there's like this block. So for you, how do you get out of that block?
I take from that and put it into the creative block, because it's a part of whatever I'm going through. So I just use it, like especially use it, right?
To just find the message.
Like, yeah, you use it to find the message. It's like the experiences you're going through. You know what I'm saying? So you just be like, okay, if this is what I'm going through, it's easier to come out because you want to yell about it anyway, or you want to talk to somebody about it.
Most so you just get in the studio in front
so
of a mic.
You be like, get in the studio in a dark room and light some candles, and then you'd be like, this is what I'm feeling. And then they'd be like, oh, I love the way you're feeling. Hopefully, you know.
Was there ever a point where you were ever nervous or afraid to express yourself?
Yeah, you know. When we all?
Mm. When was that time for you?
Oh, it was like.
And how did you get over that?
I got over it because of the inspiration of my grandmother, like I said. But it was that whole thing going through a lot of music changes, business changes, growing up naturally, you know. Going through trying to be accepted and be a little bit different from where you are and everything. So then you kind of, light bulb goes off and you be like, I've just got to be who I am. And then you just start accepting it and you start like working with it. That's what happened to me. And it was like early in.
Were there any inner fights or battles with you as far as going from this gospel world into translating it over into mainstream?
Well, that's so funny. Cause
or the
no,
things that you're singing
wasn't.
You're talking about?
You said, of course.
They didn't,
like, no.
Nobody battled you? Your mom, your grandmother?
Everybody, they battling Nikki right now for doing something that she didn't do, right?
True.
So I was just like,
But growing up in church, I grew up in church.
We grew up very spiritual, too.
Very spiritual.
But he was gyrating and dancing in the choir.
So... I was 7.
I'm kidding.
I was gyrating like 2
He was like, hey.
It was just like, they want to clap like this and like this. And I want to clap with a hop. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't like going crazy. But in any experience, you know, anything you go through, you kind of just like got to work through. And people going to judge you and talk about you. So that's where I find my strength. I was like, okay, talk about me right now because you don't really know what I'm talking about or doing at home or doing to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, you've worked with so many different producers and artists. I mean, and they're also big, so it's really kind of a hard question to ask. But out of all those people, is there someone that really stands out that you feel like, wow, I never thought working with this person would make me look this way, like think this differently, or some, who, anyone change your perspective of the industry? Or
yes, yeah, but I can't say, I wouldn't want to say like which one was the best perspective. I say that Will I Am inspired me the most in the studio, though.
How so?
He lets you be creatively free?
Yes, that's what it is. It's like a creatively free space where you just come and create whatever you want.
Really?
We did this song called Charlene, and I love it. I just, it's like one of those songs that is like, you really let me say that? So it's that type of thing.
Will I Am?
Yeah.
About that experience, because I've actually heard, not from an performing artist, but from like actual visual artist that he's worked with, that he does do that. He gives an open space and all of the tools that you would need. Was that something that you just never experienced that before, or you learned a new?
Yeah, because that's how I was always work. I've always worked like that, where I'm just like, I'm doing what I have to do to make me happy. I'm not like coming in here with a box. Right. It's a box in the law outside of the studio. In regular life to me, you know? So I'm going to go in the studio and I'm just going to create and do something fun and open and free. And in that case, it was just kind of like, oh, this is what I'm used to doing. And you're doing it and you're so successful. So that's where I looked at it.
Yo, do you remember where Will I Am came from?
Yeah, like East L.A.
No, do you remember back in the
90s? Oh, yeah,
the Black Eyed Peas, the rappers?
Yeah. I was like a little kid, and they was like, I loved
it. He said I was a little kid, damn.
The request line stuff, we were like bouncing around, like, you know, like Macy Gray. Like, me and my brother, we was going crazy. I think we were the only kids around our neighborhood that was like doing Black Eyed Peas prior to Fergie.
Really?
Like playing Black Eyed Peas prior to Fergie. It was just Will, Taboo, and Apple. Yeah.
90s rap.
Sure was. It was so good. Dress style was so swagged out, and everybody's like, those dudes are different. I was like, those dudes are the future.
But I like the, okay, that's off subject, but.
But you like what? Just
I like how he knew he had to transition with time.
Right, yeah.
Because at first they were hip-hop rappers, like hard rappers, like Dirty Dreads type rappers, and then they knew that they had to go a little higher, so they just transitioned with the time, and now they're like gigantic.
Yeah,
like
all the greats. True.
Yeah.
As far as new projects coming up, I mean, what are we going to expect for you for the rest of the year of 2014?
Well, we have a new single actually coming out next week. What's the
single called?
It's called The Weird One.
The Weird One.
The Weird
What's
One.
What's this song about?
It's about love. No.
Power.
It's about
The Weird One.
No, it's about like being the weird one that don't mind falling in love. You know, it's kind of like that thing.
Do you consider yourself the weird one?
Sometimes. You just told me I was weird a little bit ago. It's all good, though.
Huh? I didn't call you weird.
Not directly.
Queen's weird.
Don't lose your power.
I ain't losing mine.
Great.
All right, so next week we have a new single to end out the year of 2014.
Yeah, and then at the top of the year, the EP comes out.
Okay.
And
what's the name of the EP?
Power.
Bam.
Yeah, man.
Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, where can all of your fans follow you and find you?
Follow me on my website, www.keithian.net. And there you can find my Twitter, Instagram, which is Keithian Vision. Y'all can spell vision, V-I-S-I-O-N.
But you just did it for me.
Because I tried that one time and I misspelled it, and I was like, duh. Misspelled it. No. So I just, you know, yeah.
So make sure you guys check out Keithian's Power, available. Also, make sure you guys check out the video. All right, so we do this thing called the Six Mix. I'm going to play six songs.
Right.
And just like Queen, I need you to be very open. And I need you to give us your interpretation of what you felt the song gave you. All right?
Okay.
All right, so the first song, because I have been obsessed with this for the past 2 weeks, Teyana Taylor, Put Your Love On. The song is, I got everyone playing this on repeat right now. So let's go.
Right. Baby, coming on my body right. Don't care about who's on my line. We should be alone, just you and I. Time, looking like we're losing track of time. That's what happens when you spend the night. You get on my bed, you hold me tight.
I return a favor to you nice and slow. You know how we do, baby.
Teyana Taylor, Put Your Love On off the album 7. What y'all thinking?
I like it. Me and Quinn over here, we're doing this.
We're grinding.
We're grinding. Dirt grinding. Yeah. In our chairs, just like that.
This album, good. Like I say every week, I feel this girl is so slept on. I'm obsessed with this album.
I love her.
Literally can listen to it the whole way through. It has this really dope 90s vibe. And then she just threw that song in the middle of it.
Just because she's from Harlem.
Boom.
Because, you know, reggae play in New York all day, every day. This is definitely an ode to NYC.
So shout out to you, Teyana.
Love you, Teyana.
Next, from New York, actually homie, Lee Charm. This is his newest single, Nothing On You, off his EP, Lead 'Em.
You got it, girl, put it right here. I ain't never seen nothing on you. Nothing on you, yeah. Even in a room full of sexy ladies, nothing on you, yeah. I don't want nobody else but you, babe. Nothing on you. I ain't never seen nothing on you. Nothing on you. I ain't never seen nothing on you. Yeah. There is no comparison to any other chick that you ever seen.
Lee Charm, Nothing On You. What y'all feeling about that vibe?
It feels like I can play it on the radio. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he sounds like everybody else. Everybody's doing the same. Nothing on you. Everybody's doing that. And that flow. Like, please, can we get some originality out there? Like, he sounds just like August Alsina. Trying to sound like Drake. What is the other guy? Eric Bellinger. They all sound if I could pick up the mic and drop it, I would.
Don't do that. That's an expensive mic right there.
I'm so over everybody sounding the same. You're not going to sell any albums, Lee Charm, even though you from New York. You should be New York. I don't know what this is.
It's pop music. It's radio.
I'm just over it. I'm over it. The creativity is gone.
Well, maybe you'll feel differently about this girl, because I stumbled across this girl, and her EP is dope. It's Victoria Monet, and the song is called Backyard. Have you heard of her?
Yeah, man. I love it.
Okay, you'll like this. Let's get into her.
My home is from the suburban. In them streets, we grinding and working. Got big dreams, and yeah, we deserve them. Killing things, we scream murder, murder. What about them fancy cars? What about them diamond rings? If what you're saying, we just trying to get the fine things. Hoping for the best, running till there's nothing left. And we be so underrated, we work harder than the rest. So don't sleep on us, no.
Victoria Monet, Backyard.
Yeah, man. I wish you guys played some of her, like, more tribal sound.
Yeah. This is, like, one of the more different ones off of the track. This is the song that I heard of hers, and I was like, who the hell is singing this? And I went and saw her, and I was like, she's doing this?
She's doing it, right?
I like her.
Yeah. It's different.
I like it. I don't know who she is, but I like where she's going.
Where she's bringing?
Yeah, now I'm going to look her up to get more deep into what she's really about. Good luck, Victoria Monet.
Victoria, you got the queen stamp approved.
Because I don't give a fuck. I'll say the truth. I'll give you my honest opinion. My opinion. I have the right.
Well, you know, I've been promoting this guy right here.
Theophilus.
London. The song is called Heartbreaker off his album Vibes.
Into emotion, and yes, I enter perception. She gets a little closer, and I was getting all interested. Hopped in the two-door, giggling like a schoolboy, and we headed to the lake. Show me, erotic love after the break.
Oh, oh, oh. Talking about tonight.
Feel you want me.
The signs.
Take it farther.
Galaxy arrives.
Be a heartbreaker
in the night.
Just the fact that you even put something like that out in 2014. Like,
right? He gives me 90s all day. He gives me 90s. 90s was the best time for music. So he's giving me back that.
I'm trying to think of what this it sounds. It reminds me of a specific song that I'm trying to go back for the sample.
I feel the same way. Yeah,
I can't
British, right?
I wanna,
yeah, I can't think of it. I think I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the song either.
Mm-hmm.
But his whole album's dope. And, like, the fact, I mean, Kanye West fucking went on.
Yeah, you know? He's been getting around. I've been seeing him on Instagram, like, a lot. He's been posting up with a lot of people. He's mm-hmm. definitely about to blow. About time, because he's been underground for a really long time.
Shout out to you.
Theophilus London.
Heartbreaker. All right. Now you know I got him in my home. Yeah. My home girl right here because we from that East Coast.
Yeah.
Remy Ma dropped her mixtape. Now I'm not obsessed with the mixtape, but it's Remy Ma. And of course we're going to fucking promote her. So the song is called Go In, Go Off. And the bitch goes in and then she goes the fuck off.
Liz Hera.
Y'all want me to go y'all want me to go in, go in.
Blackjack, I got an 8 and a 9 and I'm still like hitting me. She don't write her rhymes, these better lines like Britney. I don't need a shooter, I'm the shooter, come get me. Got a 9mm resting on my right kidney. This for everybody that was claiming that they missed me. My footwear crispy, fly in the frisbee. Keep a paper made and some college rules with me. But can still come off the head like a 5950. Get the heroin from Houston, so I call it Whitney. It makes the fiends scream, so I call the fiends.
Remy Ma, go in, go off. What y'all thinking, Remy Ma?
I'm gonna rep Remy all day. She come hard. She don't give a fuck. She's from New York, and my homeboy, he's her DJ. So
that's
and I honestly, like, no shade, but I really think that Remy getting locked up was the best thing that ever happened to her kid. Not the circumstances, but the anticipation for her to come home and for her to drop some music. Since she's been home, she has not sat still yet.
Nope.
So Remy also, before she went to jail, she was teetering with conceited and lean back, but she didn't nobody was really, 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 really checking for her. She went to jail, did her 6.5 years. The world has been waiting for Remy. So I'm God bless her. God bless her all day. Black love. Word.
I agree. I mean, she's a veteran, so.
And I think she just got signed to Love & Hip Hop New York with Papoose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Ooh. Great marketing right there. And that's actually Love and Hip Hop. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're finally deciding to dive into that and bring mm-hmm. some real artist on the show.
That's booty on a thing.
This is booty right here. I was, you know, partaking in extracurricular activity one night, and I saw Too Short came out with a mixtape, and I was like, well, you know what? Should I download Too Short? Because every Too Short song sound exactly the same. But I was like, but I'd be jamming a T-shirt.
Right.
So this one is, just check this song out. It's
19,999. I met your mama at a pool party. All them nasty little things she'll do for me. If I told you, you probably wouldn't feel me though. But your mom was in the cocktails video. More hoes than your favorite.
Hey, Too Short, 19,999 bitches.
He said, and if I fuck one more, it'll be 20,000 bitches. Oh my
God.
That's
mad right there.
His penis still work?
I think that's, you know, that confessional thing you were saying when you're going through something in your life and you put it in your mute. That's what I'm trying to say right there.
You're trying to fuck 19
no,
men
in a... No, he's saying that's what Too Short's doing.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's doing.
He's
yeah.
like, oh, dang.
He fucked mad bitches, and that's the ugly gremlin-looking nigga. He fucked mad chicks, son. But you know what? What can you do? His grill is fucked up. I would never give him no pussy.
Girl, people were on a show called Flavor of Love, girl.
Okay,
everyone can get some.
Flavor. First of all, okay, we're not going to go there because that was my favorite show.
Before we wrap up, how are you feeling about this whole West Coast sound coming to the forefront of music?
Yeah, I love Kendrick Lamar, first of all. Like, mm-hmm. So I think he's like the new leader, right, for the West Coast. Y'all don't get mad because West Coast people are really sensitive. It's like, I don't want to say anything.
Don't talk about anything from the Bay.
I know, right?
Stay LA.
You might be all right. So I love it. It's good. It's just, you know, music going around again.
Are you from here?
No way. I'm from New Orleans.
Girl, oh, yeah, that's right. You just told me that.
Yeah.
How long you been here?
Probably about 5 years, I guess,
okay.
permanently.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. So we have Power available now.
Yep.
Next week we have
a new single, The Weird One.
The Weird One. I'm excited to see that. Now, when are we going to get? Are we going to get a video for that this
You'll
year?
You'll get a video for that and everything. Yeah.
All right. Now, where can all your fans follow you on Twitter?
At Keithian.
And Instagram.
At Keithian on Twitter, at Keithian Vision on Instagram.
Queen?
You already know. Queen Wink Instagram. Get at me.
You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online. Also, follow us on Instagram at The Beat TV. Until next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.